Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Galatians chapter 5, verses 25 and 26. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. Living in step with the Holy Spirit sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Just imagine a life which is full of love, joy, peace, and all the other beautiful fruit of the Spirit. This must surely be the best life to live. But the Apostle Paul knew that the life of the Spirit had to be lived out in a world in which sin is still alive and well. I often hear people express disappointment in their church. They've found that there's a big gap between the pure life of the Spirit and the attitudes and actions of their Christian brothers and sisters. Paul was clearly well aware of this, and it's significant that he follows this challenge to live by the Spirit with a reminder that the Galatians needed to stop being conceited, stop being jealous, stop provoking one another. We cannot be sure what was in Paul's mind as he wrote these words, but it's probable that he was concerned about those who had become conceited because they believed that they were more spiritual than others. Those who continued to obey the Jewish law strictly looked down on those like Paul, who believed that faith in Jesus was all that was necessary. Tensions easily spring up in any community, and Paul knew how important it was to act before they became totally destructive of the fellowship. Paul had his feet firmly planted on the ground. He knew both how wonderful it was to live a life dominated by the Spirit and at the same time, how easily that life could be disrupted. We need to be alert in just the same way. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the strength you give us each day as we seek to live in step with your Spirit. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.